Legend tells of an old librarian who grew weary of civilization's pretensions and decided to leave China forever. At the border, a guard recognized him and refused to let him pass until he shared his wisdom. Reluctantly, the librarian spent 3 days writing 5,000 words, then rode away on his water buffalo, never to be seen again. That brief text became the Tao Te Ching, now the second most translated book in history. What could be so powerful about a document shorter than most college essays? Perhaps it's this. While the world teaches us to push harder, the Tao whispers that real power comes from yielding. While society insists more is better, it suggests that less is everything. In an age of hustle culture and endless optimization, this ancient paradox feels dangerously relevant. The Tao Te Ching opens with a paradox. The way that can be walked is not the eternal way. The Tao represents the fundamental pattern underlying everything, yet it dissolves when captured in words, like explaining color to the blind. What makes this revolutionary is its insistence that opposites create each other. Beauty exists only because ugliness does. Good requires bad. Being emerges from non-being. A weathered stone might be perfect to a sculptor, worthless to a jeweler. The stone hasn't changed, only our perspective has. The sage responds by practicing Wu Wei, action without forcing. Water doesn't strain to flow downhill. Trees don't stress about growing. When we stop dividing reality into good versus bad, spirit versus body, success versus failure, we glimpse how everything contains its opposite. Compost creates fertile soil. Devastating failure teaches what success couldn't. Understanding these paradoxes, we stop fighting existence and start flowing with it. Our culture worships action, measuring worth by accomplishments. Then Lao Tzu suggests the highest achievement is non-action. But Wu Wei isn't passive resignation. It's avoiding unnecessary doing. Watch a skilled sailor harness the wind with minimal adjustment. That's Wu Wei, masterful action appearing effortless because it aligns with natural patterns. Water carves canyons without trying. Bamboo survives storms by bending while rigid oaks snap. Our obsession with progress leads to constant interference. We build faster transportation but lose the art of walking. We create instant communication but sacrifice deep conversation. Lao Tzu advocates careful consideration. Those seeking knowledge collect something every day, while those seeking the way let go of something every day. The best leaders embody this principle, governing so naturally that people believe they accomplished everything themselves. A parent guides while letting children learn independently. A teacher asks questions rather than providing answers. Address difficulties while they remain small. Like treating illness early, wise action prevents crises. Water embodies Lao Tzu's philosophy. The highest good is like water. Water benefits all things without contention. It stays in places that others disdain, and thus is close to the way. It demonstrates that softness ultimately overcomes hardness. Nothing seems weaker than water, yet nothing surpasses it in overcoming the hard and strong. Drop by drop, it shapes mountains. Wave by wave, it smooths the roughest stones. Its gentle persistence accomplishes what immediate force cannot. Water naturally seeks the lowest position. Rivers and seas receive the homage of mountain streams, precisely because they stay below them. This mirrors the sage's preference for humility. By occupying the lowest place, water demonstrates how real influence comes through serving rather than dominating. Water adapts perfectly to any circumstance without losing its essential nature. In a cup, it becomes cup-shaped. In winter, it freezes. In summer, it evaporates. Yet it remains fundamentally water. This represents the sage's ability to respond appropriately to changing situations without rigid preconceptions. In business, relationships, and personal development, this water-like approach, seeking the low position, yielding rather than forcing, adapting to circumstances, often proves more effective than aggressive confrontation. Lao Tzu warns against excess in all forms. The five colors blind the eye, the five tones deafen the ear, the five flavors dull the taste. Excessive stimulation doesn't enhance experience, it overwhelms and dulls our senses. Scrolling through social media illustrates this. The constant barrage numbs rather than informs. This extends to material possessions. There is no greater calamity than not knowing what is enough. You get a promotion, enjoy it briefly, then crave the next one. The hedonic treadmill keeps spinning because we've forgotten, when you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. Even virtuous qualities require moderation. Better to stop pouring when the cup is full. Excessive righteousness becomes self-righteousness. Excessive courage becomes recklessness. Modern culture obsesses over optimization. Maximize productivity, expand networks, consume more content. Lao Tzu offers a radical alternative. Manifest plainness, embrace simplicity, reduce selfishness, have few desires. By cultivating contentment with sufficiency rather than constantly craving more, we free ourselves from the exhausting cycle of acquisition. He who knows he has enough is rich. Lao Tzu inverts conventional authority. The ideal leader serves from below rather than dominates from above. The best rulers are those whose existence is barely known by the people. This isn't ineffectiveness, it's influence so seamless it becomes invisible. True leadership operates through influence rather than control. The leader everyone praises still depends on recognition. The leader barely noticed has created conditions where success feels natural and inevitable. Like water flowing to low places, the sage leader seeks humility. Rivers and seas are kings of 100 valleys because they willingly go lower. This counterintuitive approach creates natural authority, requiring no enforcement. The manager who empowers creates capable employees. The micromanager creates dependent followers. The sage leader's ultimate achievement? When his work is done, the people say, "We did it ourselves." In our era of climate crisis, political polarization, and psychological burnout, the Tao Te Ching speaks with unsettling relevance. Its ecological wisdom, "Those who would take the world and act upon it never succeed," seems prophetic as we witness the consequences of treating Earth as a resource to exploit rather than a sacred vessel to honor. Politically, it critiques excessive control. The more prohibitions there are, the poorer the people become. Authoritarian measures often create the very problems they aim to solve. Psychologically, Lao Tzu addresses our anxiety epidemic. Do you have the patience to wait until your mud settles and the water is clear? This counsel to cultivate stillness offers an antidote to constant productivity and distraction. Most importantly, the Tao Te Ching provides meaning without dogma, transcendence without supernaturalism. In a world selling productivity in pills and mindfulness in apps, it whispers something more fundamental. You already have everything you need. Stop adding and start subtracting. Stop forcing and start yielding. The water that carved the Grand Canyon didn't announce its intentions. It simply flowed, patient and persistent, soft yet unstoppable. Your task isn't to conquer life, but to flow with it. Not to stand above others, but to serve from below. Not to accumulate more, but to discover the wealth of enough.